Good morning, everyone. Apologies for the handheld mic, but we have had two tie clip mics and one of them has gone walkabout. So Emma needs the tie clip for the first part of the service, so I will use this and hopefully people will be able to hear okay. Our focus in this morning's service is about building our lives on a firm foundation, building our lives on the rock, which is Christ Jesus, because all other ground is sinking sand. So before we begin our service, I'd like to make a few announcements. The first one relates to next Sunday morning. It will be our communion service next Sunday at 11:30. And so I invite you all to return next Sunday morning in order to share in the Lord's Supper and to give thanks for his sacrifice for us. And then at 7 o'clock next Sunday evening, there will also be an evening communion service and Thanksgiving service. So if you would like to come in the evening to give thanks for what you've received in the morning, then please do come along to that service as well. Then from the 3rd to the 10th of February, the moderator of the Presbyterian Church in Ireland, Dr. Charles McMullen, will be visiting the Oma Presbytery. Now, as you know, he was also here in Oma last week and he took the service in his home church of Trinity and then spoke at St. Columba's Church of Ireland for our Prayer for Christian Unity service. But he's returning actually to visit the whole presbytery 3rd to the 10th of February. So do remember him in your prayers for that week. He has also called the whole church to a week of prayer during that week, the 3rd to the 10th, when he will be here with us in Oma. And we have decided that we're going to hold a prayer room, and the worship subcommittee of Kirk Session, along with Emma, have been planning the prayer room, and it will be open on Thursday the 7th and Friday the 8th of February. You'll see the times when the room will be open in the orders of service. So if you are around town on Thursday afternoon or on Friday evening, please do call in and make use of that prayer room as we pray for life and witness of Christ Church here in our community, across our denomination and throughout the world. And then on Saturday the 9th of February, there is a conference in First Oma in the morning, 9:30 until 1. It's the Reverend Fife Blair, who's a minister from the Church of Scotland, and he has been doing a lot of research into the areas of conflict resolution. And so he's coming to take a seminar during that conference on Saturday morning, the 9th of February. The conference is normally for elders only, but this year, because we feel that a lot of people would benefit from hearing the Reverend Blair, Presbytery have decided to open it up to all members within our denomination. So if anyone would like to come along to that, you're more than welcome to do so. Obviously, I would encourage strongly that the elders come along and support this event, but also anyone else who would have an interest in that, please come along. The cost is £10 and it's payable at the door. Those are the announcements for this morning. We come now to worship our great God as we sing hymn 408, In Christ Alone, My Hope is Found.
Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength.
Let us join together in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, we give you praise and thanks this morning for our Saviour Jesus, who is our rock and our stronghold. We give thanks that even when life is difficult, we can rest easy, knowing that Christ is present with us by his Spirit, and that he will give us all we need for each new day. We give thanks that his love for us never fails, even when we turn from him. We give thanks that he is always willing to forgive us when we get things wrong. And we rejoice that he is enabled to give us a fresh start in God's sight. We give thanks that Christ is our faithful friend who will never leave us nor let us down. Help us, we pray, to trust in him, to obey his teachings, to show his love and mercy to others. These prayers we offer in his precious name, and join together as brothers and sisters in Christ, as we say together the words he taught his followers to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And that just goes to show that even though you may be the minister, you can fluff up the lines of the Lord's Prayer. So if I could invite the children to come forward to the front, we're going to sing a chorus that I'm sure you know very well, and it would be great if you were up at the front and maybe helping out with the actions. So if you'd like to come up to the front. And the song is "The Wise Man Built His House Upon the Sand." Got that wrong as well. The wise man built his house upon the rock, not upon the sand. Yeah, Emma noticed it. Oh dear, we're off to a bad start this morning. Okay, let's stand together and sing this song. The wise man built his house upon the rock. Okay, let's go. Our theme for this morning is looking at building houses, and it's all based upon some teaching of Jesus. And so I would like to invite Graham Dodds forward, and he's going to read our scripture reading for us, Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 29, which can be found on page 11 of the New Testament section of the Bibles in the pews. Let us listen to God's word to us this morning.
So then, anyone who hears these words of mine and obeys them is like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain poured down, the rivers overflowed, and the wind blew hard against that house, but it did not fall because it was built on rock. But anyone who hears these words of mine and does not obey them is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain poured down, the rivers overflowed, the wind blew hard against that house, and it fell. And what a terrible fall that was. When Jesus finished saying these things, the crowd was amazed at the way he taught. He wasn't like the teachers of the law. Instead, he taught with authority.
Here we are. We've just heard our reading from Matthew chapter 7. And we're talking about builders today, aren't we? We're talking about the wise builder and the foolish builder. And so this morning, I need two builders to help me. Does anybody like building things? Yeah? How about you, Evie? Do you like building things? No? Oh, okay. I know, I'm not really fussed either. Maybe it's a boy thing, I don't know. Right, okay. So who would like to help me be? I need two builders. Okay, so we'll go with... Oh, dear. It's a little hard to pick between three brothers. What do you do? I'm going to close my eyes and just pick one. We're going to go with you, okay? And would you like to come too today and help as well? You can come and help me too. Right, okay. So today, if I move the table out a wee bit, we're going to build two really strong towers, aren't we? Hopefully. And we need two builders. So if one wants to stand behind this tray, so you can stand there if you want to. And do you want to come around this way? You can come around this way. If I get out of the way, I need to get in this way to go that way. Oh, dear me. There you go. In you go. Come behind it. Good man. Right. Okay. So these towers are going to be really, really, really good. And you're going to use these wooden blocks to build your tower in the sand. Okay? You can do that. Do you think you'd be all right to do that? Yeah? Yeah? Okay. Great. Good man. Brilliant. That's that one. And you're going to use these nicely, brightly coloured blocks to build. Now, these surfaces are the sand, as we've heard about. The foolish man built his house on the sand. So we're going to try and see if we can get our tower to stay there. But also, this is our rock today. It's the Bible, and it's God's word. And so we're going to see if we can build these towers on this for a few moments this morning. So, you think you've got everything you need? Yeah? Think you do? Brilliant. And do you know what you're doing?
No.
No. Oh, dear. That's not a good start. Okay. Well, you just need to build a tower. Okay? So you could try and build something like, you know, like Jenga, that type of thing. You could do it that way. Or you could just build a kind of house thing or anything at all, as long as it's some kind of tower that you can build up tall. Okay? So, do you think it'll be easy?
No.
Mightn't be too easy in yours. Do you think it'll be easy for you? Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. So the choices are the sand and God's word this morning. So we're going to start this, and we're going to see just who can build this perfect tower. So the congregation has to help out as well. They have to support everybody. So everybody this side, be supportive, and everybody that side, be supportive of that side as well. So we're going to have, I think we're going to do about a minute, and we're going to go with a race and see who can get the biggest and tallest tower, okay? So, ready?
Yeah.
Steady? Build. Oh, come on, keep going. Right, brilliant. Oh, this is good. The right structure. Start off. Yes, all about how you start. See, I think you have to build that structure, don't you? Oh, see, good. See the teamwork over here. Oh, well, don't push it too far. It might have been giving away my... Oh. I might not. Anyway. No, don't... what are you? Oh, see, this is just teasing. See, these Harbour boys are too smart. I did. Oh, dear me. Right, keep going. You're doing well over here. Absolutely, that's what we're trying to do, make a big tower. But I'm not so sure how it's going over here in this sand. Sort of going a bit. Pardon? I think I do have two wise men. I do indeed. I know. You can't find them at Christmas, but you can find them now. I know. Okay, keep going. Right, you're going to build up high. We're doing well here. Yes. It's a bit crooked, but we're doing... Yeah, keep going. Keep building as many as you can. Keep going. Great. You're all doing well. Good job. Yes, you're getting a bit of height now. So you're getting in the right way of it. Oh, dear. It all goes so well, now it just goes a bit wrong. See, these moments, I know. Right. Oh, dear. Right, make it a wee bit, see if you can get it a wee bit higher. See if you can try and build this way. Let's see. It's a bit, see if I'll help you. Okay, go on. Oops. Right, can you see if you can get Benny Builder? Oh, this might be an idea now. You're trying to build it. Great. See if we can get it higher. Are we getting it higher? Oh, it's got like a sandcastle going on here now then. Very good. Right. Okay, we've got a few more minutes. A few more moments. Right, see it? Well, you could do that, but it's all about building with our blocks today. So we're all going to... Right, going to use the rest of these. You have to use all of them. Try to use as many as you can. Right. A few more seconds. Yeah, countdown. Yeah, I was just about to say it. Yeah. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Stop building. Remove yourself away from the trays. Well done. Great job. Thank you so much, folks. Great. Oh, dear me. Anyway, so here we are. We have our towers. Now, we have... I'm going to start over to the side, actually. I think this is very creative. Very good. Looks very well. And it's very... looks very sturdy there. And this side. Not so sure about this, but, you know, it's creative. There's sort of blocks and sand and some kind of thing going on there. Okay, but we sort of maybe knew that, didn't we, when we heard about our story, because sand's not a great thing to build on. But there's something else. Whenever life gets a bit difficult and whenever things go a bit wrong and we get a wee bit sad and we don't really know, everything keeps happening. And sometimes some of the older folks might know this expression, it never rains, but it pours. It's not in Northern Ireland, I suppose it pours more than often. But sometimes it never rains, but it pours. And it means that all those different things sometimes can all go wrong, not just in one thing at a time, but in loads of different things at a time all at once. And, you know, that's a bit like, as I say, life. Whenever all the things, and in our Bible story today, when the storms came and beat against these houses, we're going to see if these will stay strong. So let's see what we're going to go with. Which one we're going to go first there? We're going to go with the sand first. Okay, so do you think this is going to... I don't even know how we're even going to... Put this up here. Yeah, keep it all about. Good idea. Right. I feel like I'm building a fire instead. Okay, so do you think this is going to be any good? Do you think it's going to be... it'll be a bit... it might stay. It probably will now, actually, because it hasn't been built too high. It's... well, yes, but it's not... it's a bit mucky and messy and not very sturdy. So I'm attached to the box. Oops. But, and this other one. Move this button. Do you think this, what will happen with this one? Yeah. Oops. Very good. Okay. So that's poured onto that and it hasn't fallen down. But the whole point of our story this morning is what we build our lives on. Do we build our lives on like the foolish man? We listen to what Jesus tells us, but we don't do what he says. And it's like building your house on the wrong kind of land. It's like building your house on that sand, that it'll never last. It might go a bit wrong. But if we build our lives on God's word and the Bible, and we come along to church, and we come along to Jigsaw, and we learn about Jesus, and we share him, that's the best structure, and that's the best land we can build our lives on this morning. So I want you to remember that. Are we going to be like the wise man who listened to Jesus, who understood his word and did something really good about it and built lots of good things in his life and became a really good, kind person? Or are we going to be like the foolish man who just didn't? He listened to Jesus but didn't really do what Jesus told him. So there you go this morning. Thanks so much for listening. That's great. Thank you, helpers. Great job. Thanks, builders. Take a wee seat there again. Grand job. About building houses.
Okay, so there's going to be a video. It's Don't Build Your House on the Sandy Land. Any of the young people, do you know that song? Don't Build Your House on the Sandy Land. Don't build it too near the shore. Do you sing it in school? Yeah, well, it might be new to a lot of people here in the congregation. So we've got a little video and it's going to play through once and then we're going to stand together and sing it. And like the Wise and Foolish Man song that we sang earlier, it has actions. So I'll lead in the actions and hopefully you'll be able to join in the second time round. So we're going to watch the video.
Don't build your house on the sandy land. Don't build it too near the shore. Well, it may look kind of nice, but you'll have to build it twice. Oh, you'll have to build your house once more. You better build your house upon a rock. Make a good foundation on a solid spot. All the storms may come and go, but the peace of God you will know. Don't build your house on the sandy land. Don't build it too near the shore. Well, it may look kind of nice, but you'll have to build.
Thank you all very much for that. Now over to Emma for, I think you were all given a little rock on your way into church. So this is what it's all about.
Okay, so has everybody got their rock? Have you got it? Do you need to grab your rock? So if you haven't got it, you go and get, great job. You need to go and get your rocks. Everybody hold their rocks.
Let's try this. Oh, okay. Brilliant. You've got all your rocks. Come back down again when you have it, and we're going to use them to pray. Great job. Well done, Evie. Good girl. Brilliant. So, we want to think about what we've just heard in our Bible reading this morning and in what we have learnt by trying to build our wonderful towers. But we want to take time to think through what Jesus is saying not only to his disciples when he was writing and speaking to them then in his time, but we want to think about what it means for us today. For if we know God and call him our Saviour and our friend, then we have become his disciples too. Isn't that exciting? And Jesus is reminding us, maybe even warning us, to choose him, because he's the best foundation that we could base and grow our lives on ever. But we need to choose to build a strong foundation on Jesus and to know God's word, to read the Bible, to come to church and to pray to God. And as you came in today, you all did receive your lovely stones and rocks, and they're all different shapes and sizes and all the rest. But we're going to do that, use these rocks now, and I'm going to say a prayer. So I want you to hold your rock in your hand and I want you to close your eyes. Try not to drop it on your toes. Brilliant. Okay. Close your eyes and we're going to pray. So thank you, Lord, that you are our rock. We thank you that we can know you and learn from your word, the Bible. We pray that you would help us to hold on tightly to our faith in you and let it grow as we learn to trust you. Help us to choose you in our lives each day. And as we carry this rock around, or maybe as we place it in our houses, so that we are reminded
each day, that you are our rock. You're strong and you're unbreakable, and you're always there for us every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Now, we're going to give out some activity sheets. So if you would like one of these puzzle activity sheets, you can do this during the service. So if you want to come forward, we'll give those out now.
That's great. If the children would like to come and take a board back from Emma and then go back to your seats, you'll be able to complete the puzzles during the rest of the service. We're now going to stand together and sing once again hymn number 515. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. So let's stand and again worship Jesus Christ, our rock and our salvation. So, we have looked at the story of the wise and foolish builder, a story that we all know and are so familiar with. But what is that story telling us? It's telling us that foundations matter. The The foundations in your life matter. And so we're asking for a few moments for us to think about what foundations are we building in our lives today? What foundations are you building in your life? And what foundations am I building in my life? I've been very fortunate in that we have a holiday home up in Port Stewart. And it's a home that actually was built by us, we didn't build the house ourselves, but we oversaw the building of the house. So I was able to go up at various stages to see the house being built, but it took forever and ever and ever for the foundations to be built. But the end result was a lovely home. And I'm really glad that the builders took their time to build our house and put in good foundations, because I wouldn't want it to be like this house. I don't know if you can notice on the screen or not, but on the left-hand side, down at the bottom, in the grey bit, which is the bit about the foundations, there's a big crack in the foundations. The house itself looks lovely, but as you begin to look at it, you notice that it's sort of not quite straight. It's tilted over. It's about to topple. There's pressure being put on one side of it because of the crack in the foundation, and so there is danger. So it's very important that we place our foundations in life on the things that are important. What things might we place our trust in our foundation? What might we see as the most important thing in our lives? Some people think it's your fortune. The money that you have amassed, or the businesses that you have accrued, or the houses that you own. Amassing a great fortune is what life is all about. It's having all those zeros whenever the bank statement pops into the in-tray or through the letterbox. And if you don't have money, then all you want and desire and think you need in life is to have money. And so even though you may not have money in your bank account, even though you may not be financially secure, you place the importance in life on the need for money. So if I get more money, then I'll have a better life, a much more secure life, a sounder life. But that is not true. Other people place the foundation of their life, the thing that's the most important in their life, in their fraternity, in the people that they are connected to. For some people, that might be their family. Their family is what drives them. Their family is what's important to them. Their family is the thing that they feel is the most important thing in their life. For others, it's their reputation in the community, the fraternity, the people that they socialise with. They want to be someone who is regarded as having made it in life and having something that others can look up to. You like to be someone who's interested in your fraternity, those that you like to know, everybody that's in the town. You like to know that you know the ones who are in the know and the ones who have the power. And that's where you think your focus in life should be. To be successful in life, then I must have a good fraternity, a good network, a good solid reputation, and then also a good family at home as well to support me, whether that be husband and wife or children or distant relatives. Whatever is important to you, that family comes first. And don't get me wrong, I enjoy a good life. I have money in the bank. I do have a home, although it's about to be sold very shortly. But I have those resources. I also have a great family, a great support network. And I have a good fraternity of friends who support me and encourage me in life. And I couldn't do it without them. But the most important thing in our lives as Christians is having a foundation of faith. Faith not in ourselves, not in our ability to be good, but faith in Jesus Christ. Our foundations rest on him. Because it is only in Jesus that we have hope for eternity. It is only in Jesus that we receive the strength to live our lives. And so the most important thing in our lives is that our lives are built on the foundation of Jesus Christ, of his love for us, his sacrifice for us, and the life that he offers us. Foundations matter. Take an iceberg. You may have had the fortune of going around on an Alaskan cruise and seen some of these icebergs. The icebergs can look beautiful on the surface. You could admire them and think, wow, look at those icebergs. Isn't that amazing? But it's only a little bit of what the iceberg looks like. If you look underneath in the surface, and we see it here in the picture on the screen, there's much more depth to the iceberg than you would ever realise. The strength of the iceberg comes not from what's on the top, because what's on the top is what is exposed to the sun and can melt. But the strength of the iceberg is in the foundations, is what's underneath the surface. And that's what gives us our strength. Not what's above, what's on show, what other people can see, but what is important in our lives. What is underneath the surface? What is unseen, but is what holds us firm and sure? Take another example of achievement. You can see an athlete standing with a gold medal, having won a marathon. And isn't that wonderful? Isn't that marvellous? Look at him. He's won a medal. He's won the gold medal. But what you don't know is the hours and hours and hours and hours of hard work and preparation in order to achieve that medal. That which was unseen by the public but enabled that athlete to cross that finishing line in first position. Or you can think about someone who comes into your community, a new person, and they seem to settle in well. They get on well. You think, he's great. I love her. I want her to be a part of my life. But you soon realise that they are a fly-by-night character. They might have all the charm that's visible, but underneath it, they're out for their own achievements. And as soon as they have an opportunity to take whatever you have and use it for their own good, they forget about you and off they move to someone else. Whereas you can have a friend who is faithful, someone who will stand by you in those ordinary, everyday parts of life. You don't even notice that they're there, but they are there with you, supporting you unseen, and they are the ones who are faithful. So we can see that foundations in our life matter. It's important who we put our trust in and how we build our lives. But foundations take time. And here we have a picture of a building site. And you can see, hopefully, on the left-hand side, there's a set of steps that shows you how far down they have had to go in order to build the foundations of this new complex. It has taken a lot of time to do that. It's also taken a lot of resources, a lot of manpower, a lot of finance. But it has been done in order to make the foundations of the building secure before they start to build above ground. It has taken commitment from those involved in the project in order to get it ready to start to build. And that's the same with us in our life and in faith. The foundations of our Christian faith take time to build. We need to invest in our Christian faith. We need to spend time in it. We need to be willing to commit our resources to it. That's taking time to study God's word, to pray, to then put that into practice in our lives. We need to understand who God is. We need to know who Christ is, so that we can then live our lives for him. So we need to take the time to put down our foundations in Jesus Christ, in our faith, know what we believe, so that it will stand the test of time. And Jesus gives us those foundations of faith in his Sermon on the Mount. Matthew chapter 7, which Graham read for us earlier, is the concluding section of what's known as Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, his teachings to his people to tell them how they should live, how they are to follow him as a disciple. And that teaching is a difficult teaching. It's not easy. And so Jesus calls the disciples who have gathered around him, all those who are wanting to follow him, and he gives them this example of the wise and foolish builder. And he asks them whether they're going to be wise or foolish, whether they're going to build their lives on his foundational truths, which are contained here in the Sermon on the Mount. And what's contained in the Sermon on the Mount is an outworking of the Ten Commandments. But it's challenging reading. But if we trust in Christ and if we seek to follow him, then we will put these words into actions. Jesus says in chapter 7, "Anyone who hears these words of mine and obeys them is like a wise man who built his house on a rock." Anyone who hears these words and obeys them is like a man who built his house upon the rock. It's perfectly okay to recite the Ten Commandments if you know them. You may even be able to give a pressé of the Sermon on the Mount. But if you don't put it into practice, it's not worth anything. It only has an impact on your life when you put it into practice. So Jesus tells us to love other people. Then we have to love them. Not the people we like, all people. We have to show them the love of Christ as Christ has shown us his love. He tells us that when people persecute us, we're not to turn around and exact judgment. We are to pray for them. We are to pray that they will see that what they're judging us incorrectly and that Christ himself loves and cares for them. So we are to pray for those who persecute us. Jesus tells us that we are to be holy like God is holy. That means that we have to put that into practice as Christians. We can't be running around pointing the finger at other people if we're not actually living that life ourselves. Taking time to be like Christ, taking time to be with the Father, taking time to live our lives in ways which show the fruit of God's Spirit living in us. And what is that fruit? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. Those are the fruits that we should be showing in our lives if we build our foundation on Jesus Christ. Foundations matter. Why do they matter? They matter because of the storms in life. We have a picture coming up now of a house the wise man built on the sand. It looked perfectly fine before the storm came. Looked just as good as the house on the rock. But when the storms came, the house fell flat. It hadn't got foundations. The house was unable to withstand the storm that hit it. What does that mean for us as Christians, as followers of Jesus? It means that our lives should reflect the life of Christ. But the point is, the storms came and the foolish man's house fell flat. But the storm also came to the wise man who had his house on the rock. Sometimes we think in life that if we are Christians, if we seek to follow Christ with all of our lives, then no bad things are going to happen to us. We're not going to get sick. Our loved ones aren't going to die. Our business isn't going to fail because we're Christians, and so life will do for us so much better than for those other people who don't seek to follow God. That is not the case, as all of you here will know, because you've all gone through storms in your own lives. Personal storms. Storms of living in a country and in a community that has been through such challenging times in the last century. We've faced a lot of storms. We're still going through storms, both personal and in our corporate lives, in our church's life, and in the life of the world. The storms will come, whether you're wise or whether you're foolish. But Christianity, following Christ, isn't about whether we will experience a storm. We will experience those storms, just like everyone else. The difference for the Christian is that we have a different foundation. Christianity isn't about whether we will experience the storm, but how we weather the storm. Christianity isn't about whether we will experience the storm, but how we weather the storms we experience. Because we will face them. We have faced them. You maybe are already facing them. But what will help you through those storms is having a good foundation in Jesus, knowing that God loves you with an unforgettable love, knowing that Christ forgives all your wrongdoing and offers you life eternal, and knowing that God loves the world and wants what's best for all who live in that world. When we know that, then we can weather whatever storm comes our way. Because the foundations that we have in our faith are not in our finances and in our businesses and in our relationships and in our reputation. But our lives are based on Christ and all that he offers to us. Jesus said, "Everyone who hears my words and obeys them is like a wise man who built his house on the rock." Jesus is the foundation of our life. Jesus is the one who was willing to face rejection, crucifixion, and victory over death for our sake. He has taught us this. He has demonstrated this. And he is calling us to put our faith and our trust in him and then to follow that out in our everyday lives. The Apostle Paul, he sought to follow Christ's example. He had faith in Christ and in his Saviour. And so when the trials of life came, when he was shipwrecked, when he was flogged, when he was imprisoned, when he was beaten, when he was killed, his faith was still strong in Christ. He put into practice that which he heard. And it is the same for us. If we live our lives in ways which bring honour to God, which uphold Jesus Christ and his love for the world, then our foundations will hold firm in the storms of life. Remember, the foundation that you build your life upon matters. Choose Christ and build your life upon him. Amen. I'd now like to invite Mervyn to come forward and lead us in our prayers for others.
As we are all settling back into our routines after the holiday season and looking forward to a new year, let us remember that for some the year has started just like the old one ended, facing the same issues of poverty, homelessness, illness, loneliness, and isolation. Remember those who have become destitute, homeless, or forgotten by their fellow men and women. Bless the congregation of your poor and those who are cast down. For those who suffer innocently, we pray
that you sanctify their endurance of the wrongs worked on them, keeping their hearts free of bitterness. Remember those who came through the holiday season looking forward to a new year with hope, only to be given terrible news, and now must embark upon a more difficult path than the one they had envisaged. Give them the strength and faith to come through this experience with their hope renewed for themselves and their families. Remember those who live with debilitating conditions that slowly rob them of the joy of living and of their personal mobility and dignity. We remember our young people who return to colleges or careers, often very far from home. The initial feeling of well-being during the holidays will have now dissipated, leaving them sometimes thinking of home and feeling lonely. Show them that home is not just a physical place, but a state of mind where they are never far from the thoughts of their families, grandparents and siblings, and the support of the church family is always there to listen and help in Jesus' name. We pray for all now taking up the work again within the congregation and all its many various activities, both internal and outreaching in our community. They are the physical manifestation of your word. Grant them renewed energy in the work they do, because their positive efforts often bring a much greater impact than they realise. As Brexit gets closer, give our politicians, both local and national, the wisdom to see beyond what are now often petty arguments and prejudices. Give them the vision to see beyond their own personal or tribal gain and start to govern for the benefit of the whole population. Give us all the time, this time of change and national uncertainty, the grace to treat all, whatever their views, race, creed or colour, with the respect and kindness they deserve. We remember all in our armed forces and the emergency services. We also remember our civil servants, whose work does not attract the attention of the media or very often the goodwill of the public, but which is vital in these times for our society to function. We also remember the families of the missing and presumed dead in Brazil from the collapse of a dam on Saturday. We ask that all concerned receive all the emotional and practical support and care they need. We ask all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Mervyn, and your offering will now be received. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the firm foundations that you have granted to us in your word, that you have demonstrated in your life. And so we pray, O Lord, that we take these, your teachings, and that we would apply them to our lives. We thank you, Lord, for your generosity to us in the gift of faith, in the gift of love, in the gift of friendship and family. So we pray, O Lord, that you would take these, our offerings, and use them to build the foundation of your church here in this place and across the world, that others may know you as their Saviour and Lord, and place their trust in you as their rock and their fortress. This we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen. We bring our service to a close with a very well-known hymn, a hymn that is often associated with the Boys' Brigade, but has indeed lessons for all of us to learn. Will Your Hanker Hold in the Storms of Life? Hymn number 529.
Thank you. Now may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you this day and forevermore. Amen.